and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 315. Coming up the rear there, Mark.
Can't remember.
Yes, but do you want to share your fantastic news?
What fantastic news?
Oh, the Mike, it only finished 10 minutes ago.
Oh, I thought you meant the other fantastic news.
No, this fantastic news.
What, the United won?
United won a match. Yes, but it's an important one. It's the FA Cup, fourth round. That means they're through to the fifth round.
I thought you meant that fantastic news. So it's a pair of trousers that fits.
No, not that fantastic.
With an elasticated waist. It's called lockdown trousers.
It's not. The elastic bits at the back, it's cool.
No, oh, okay.
All trousers should be made about that way. That way you could actually eat and breathe at the same time.
This is true.
No. And there's your other fantastic news. Because Mike has actually mastered time travel. Right now, he's in here talking to us. We're live. But he's also on Brooklands 196 reading the news. Isn't he amazing?
Well, I had to record it, didn't I? In case the game went to extra time and penalties.
Yes, he fully expected it to go.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Jonathan. I might have known you'd be first. Cats. Oh, what about cats? Hello, Anthony. First thing that came into your head. Ah, he's trying to beat you, Jonathan. Oh, you need to go for one less. How about just putting I in? Or, pro tip, Anthony, to beat Jonathan. Jonathan, close your ears. Copy something and paste that in. Ah, that'll work. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? What have we got? Tired. Oh, was this alarmingly bright and garish rainbow coloured schedule of yours? Have you worked it out yet? Mike and time travel. Can you move us forward a few years after COVID? Jonathan,
sorry,
no.
Sorry, Johnny, can't help that.
No. That. Jonathan, it might get worse. Like the £15,500 fines that they've doled out for people having parties. People have travelled 200 miles for a party. Can we not just shoot them yet? When are we going to come to our senses? Because when I used to watch these kind of Armageddonish programmes, you know, like in the 70s, and it was like, oh, in the year 2000, it'll be like this. Like Logan's Run. They did just shoot them. It would be so much easier. It would. There'd be vaccines given out far quicker, and we wouldn't have to suffer these idiots when there isn't a COVID epidemic. I think I should stand for Parliament based on this basis.
Do you want to listen to me time travelling?
Go on.
Yeah.
Yes, that's Mike on the other channel.
I can talk in two channels at once.
Oh, you're amazing, Mike. You're totally amazing.
Not really.
Hello, Simon. Hello, Mrs. Simon. 200 miles for a party, please tell me you're joking. Sadly, Jonathan, I am not. I believe it was students or young people. Let me have a look.
Jonathan's a young person.
Yes, younger than Jonathan. More idiotic. Where is it? It was... I'm sure it's the BBC. They're hiding things from me. Come on. Give it up. Oh, another thing that's a total panic, or it will be when the letter arrives. There's been an outbreak, a serious outbreak of COVID, at the DVLA.
I've just seen that.
500 cases at the DVLA. The DVLA, if you don't know, is the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Authority. And I'm due a letter from them shortly. So can I put it in the COVID cave for 6 months and leave it?
Mm.
Oh, that's scary. That is scary. Right, let me have a look. Where's it gone? This is the BBC all over. Right, 200 miles party. Give it up. Come on, there we go. Birmingham students... right. Birmingham student party guests travelled 200 miles. It's a bit like the song that we did last night. 500 miles, isn't it? There you go, Jonathan. Read it and weep. I'm thinking my policy is the best policy so far. Right, what have we got here then? What's it like having a vaguely sensible and competent government? Would that we had one. Do you know what? Now we've got 77 confirmed cases of the South African COVID variant. The government are, and I quote, thinking about closing the border. Mm. Could we not have done this last March? I wish we had a vaguely competent government. Oh, Jonathan, congratulations. 6 years ago to the day he moved into his flat. Oh, congratulations. When did the idiots downstairs move in? The party people. There's a
24-hour party people.
I was going to say 24-hour yeah. party people. Jonathan lives above them.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me. That's a very good point, Jonathan. Students moaning about paying tuition fees and not going to a uni and a £15,000 fine is going in for a party. Tell me about it. There's no logic to them. At least it was Birmingham and not Manchester, which makes a change. Not good. So Simon says, tells you the COVID management was probably overlooked or institutionally lacking. Well, the one thing they have managed to do, Simon, is give millions and millions and oodles of pounds to their supporters for non-existent PPE and stuff like that. They've managed to get all that done, just not actually protect us from COVID in any kind of way. Pete wouldn't have had the petrol money for a 200-mile round trip for a party when he was a student. Well, when I was a student, you can tell how long ago this was. When I was a student, I would fill up before I left home and I would travel down to uni. I could get to Scratchwood, which is about 8 miles north of London, for £5 worth of petrol. Oh, those were the days. In fact, it was my aim to get there on £5 worth of petrol because I would fill up at that point, which meant I just had to travel like another 15 miles into where my college was, which was Kensington in London. And the following day, I could come straight back on said tank of petrol. So it used to cost me about, on a good weekend, £10 to get there and back, which was why I didn't take the train. And on a bad weekend, you know, if you're in traffic or whatever, probably somewhere between like £11 to £12. Ah, happy days. But I didn't go to parties. I don't think I went to one party while I was at uni. Didn't have freshers week either. Too busy. Mm.
Reading Ooh. A book.
I was reading a book. Well, many books. Many books. That many books, I used to actually go into my lectures with a pilot's case that was absolutely stacked full of textbooks, just in case we had to get one out and do something with it. Mrs. Simon didn't have a car at uni. He walked everywhere.
Right, I'm going to play with Madden.
Right, that wouldn't have worked for me because I was living here in South Manchester and university was in London. So I did have to travel quite a lot. Maybe the whole idea of a COVID-safe workspace is just wishful thinking. I don't think you could have a safe working environment somewhere like the DVLA, because there must be machines, equipment and locations that you have to work. But, I mean, it's pretty severe, 500 cases. I'm just thinking of, like, the ramifications of that, because if any of them are touching the letters that are going out, you've got the letters going from the DVLA to Royal Mail. And seeing as though they're saying you can now catch this new variant very easily from touching objects, by the time it's gone through Royal Mail and then it's arrived with you, just think how many hands that has gone through. And with it being paper, you can't really do much with it in the way of like dousing it on the way out. That is quite scary. I would say they could do it via email, but then they'd have me email and I don't want that. No, they're going to have to send a letter and I'll have to open it from like the other side of a glass partition. And I don't really want this letter. I could well do without it because I'm going to have to think about leaving the house. And that does not appeal to me at all. So I'll have to see how that goes. But at the moment, I just don't want to leave the house. John, the old moving and unmoving bit, Jonathan. You're never thinking of doing it again, though. Fragments in the sewage, but no new cases. Oh, I did hear that there was one new case in New Zealand, and it's the only case they've had there for months and months that has happened outside quarantine. whatever system they've got, can we do that? That would be amazing. We've got cases coming out of our ears. I'm getting fed up of the COVID thing. I mean, the COVID situation as it is bad enough, but the idiocy surrounding it. And, you know, we're criticising the students for travelling 200 miles, but is that any more idiotic than some of the things Boris has come up with? I mean, they're virtually the same, aren't they? It's just idiots wall to wall. Simon used to hitchhike to anywhere too expensive to travel to. That doesn't work if you're a girl, Simon. Trust me, it doesn't work. You have to be careful. You never do get in the car with someone like him. Oh, but just think of the conversation on the way. That would have been amazing. Oh, Jonathan got the bus everywhere as a student. A bus pass was £30 a month or something. That's a good deal, that. Same bus pass is now £70 a month. That's still quite cheap. You probably pay that a week in London. In fact, because I was driving down to London, you know, on the basis that the petrol thing was cheap, you might all want to sit down when I share this little nugget. When you get down there, there is very few car parking spots. They have started building underground car parks, and there is a huge one on Park Lane, which is like the poster child for underground parking. But I was going somewhere and it was like an old town hall. So it wasn't even an in-use town hall. And I only needed to stay there about 2 hours, which was just as well, because the parking was by the hour. And it was £14 an hour. And this was 1987. £14 an hour. When I told my mother, she couldn't believe it. Oh, I've never seen the woman faint, but that was the closest I think she came. £14 an hour. Now, you know, to put that in context, like I said, the petrol there and back was £10. £14 an hour. So, you know, Jonathan, £70 a month, quite cheap. Just saying. Logic of that is don't take a car, or do what I do, which was take a car because I had no choice, but get there that early that you got the one car parking spot outside college. And I did that. I was popular when I got that car parking spot because I, at the end of the day, you know, you whip outside and people are heading off to the tube station, and the nearest tube stations were either Brompton Road or West Kensington. And each one was about a mile's walk. The college was on Greyhound Road, which is Chelsea Kensington Way behind Charing Cross Hospital. So it was quite a walk from any tube station. So I'd get out, I'd put my briefcase in the boot, and then whoever was around at the time, I had four spots to get you to the tube. So take about half an hour off your journey. I'd have lecturers in there the lot. I remember one night taking a lecturer to the tube station, and I think he wanted to go to West Ken. And we get there, and it was after a concert at college, about 11:30 at night, and it was closed. And it was like, oh, and this was before the times of like all night trains. So I said, well, where's the next one that's open? Because, you know, the trains do run at night. It's just the majority of the stations close. So I ended up, luckily I was on my way to Finchley. So I ended up dropping him off at Euston or King's Cross, which are virtually next door to each other. So I said, no, it's not out my way. I'm going to Finchley. Let's just head north and see where we get. Oh, happy days. Mrs. Simon went to uni in the early 90s. You spring chicken. 10 years ago. Jonathan, is it 10 years ago? I remember you graduating. I remember you being a student. In fact, you know how bad this is, people? I remember Jonathan getting his A-levels. It's been that long, Jonathan. But do you know what, Jonathan? You are still young Jonathan and always will be young Jonathan. I graduated in 92. I took 2 years out at Oxford, which was why it was a little bit later than it would normally have been. Southerners have more money than sense. Doesn't take much, though. I know, £14 an hour is utterly ridiculous. Oh, Anthony went down for a conference early 2000. They were charging £25 an hour. The hotel room was cheaper. If only he could have got the car in the hotel room. Yeah, that would work. It is obscene, the price of parking. And obviously now it's worse than that because you've got the charge as well, the congestion charge. I don't think I've taken a car to London since. We skirted around the congestion charge zone. It was scary because if we knew where we were going, and I said to Mike, it's not in the congestion charge zone, but it was very close. You were seeing signs for it. And then we saw diversion signs, and that freaked me out. I said, we're going to have to be very careful here or we're going to end up in the congestion zone and not know that we're there. Luckily, we weren't. So we did get there and we did avoid the congestion charge. But, you know, that's an expense on top of the parking. So the one time we went after the congestion charge, what did we do with that? The congestion charge only applied at this point. It was 2006. If between certain hours of the day. So what we did was dive down there really early and got in the car park of the hotel. So we deliberately chosen a hotel group. It was the Tavistock, which is opposite. Pete will know this. It was on Tavistock Square, which is opposite the British Medical Association thing. It was actually Tavistock Square where the bus exploded in 2005. And that happened right opposite the BMA. So it's on that square and they have their own car park. But it's not underneath their hotel. It's underneath another one in the chain. So we did have to walk probably about a quarter of a mile to it. But we got there early, so we didn't have to pay the congestion charge and decided we would leave late. We stayed about 4 days, I think. And it wouldn't apply then either. So we got there, dumped the car, and it was cheaper to pay the parking. Now, obviously, because we were in the hotel, we weren't paying £25 an hour, thank God. But it wasn't cheap. And we did all our stuff on the underground, which was far cheaper overall. Although, pro tip, don't take Mike on the underground. Bless him. Obviously, because I'd lived in London, there's only two people down in London, the quick and the dead. In fact, the quick and the stampeded upon. So I said to Mike, just go get two tickets from the machine. Well, he stood there and he's like reading the instructions. So I grabbed him out of the way and I said, Mike, you can't do that because the people behind him were absolutely going mental. So I said, leave it to me. He's a little bit ambly on the underground for everybody else's liking. Because he'd never used it. He didn't know where to go or what to do. So I'm like, no, Mike, you've got to check the platform you want. I said, and then you get on the escalator. I said, and then just go with the flow or take a sharp left or right. But don't stop and start looking for things because they don't like it, which is true. They don't.
Come on.
You coming in, girl? Are you going to have this bone yet that I've had out? Look, Lola. Oh, I've got a charcoal bone. Look at that. Oh, you see, that's nice, isn't it? And off she toddles with her charcoal bone. Mrs. Simon's mental age varies from 3 to 93, depending on the day. Mine does a similar thing, but mine is in relation to what I read on the news, which is why I'm trying desperately not to read anything on the news. It's just too depressing. Elaine will have the exact date in Notion somewhere. Is this when you got your A-levels? Pretty sure it was on a show, Jonathan. One of the very early ones. How long have we known each other? A Mac biter since Jonathan was 16. So, yeah, about 15 years. Seriously. Jonathan was one of the very first listeners. He's still with us today. Isn't he amazing? And it used to let... Well, I think 2008, wasn't it? We started following each other on Twitter. I joined Twitter in 2008, April. And I think Jonathan was also one of my first followers. So, but you've probably been listening to the show since the very, very beginning, which was about 6 or 7 months before that. Oh, hello, Kim. You and Simon in a car hitchhiking. This was discussed earlier, Kim. I think Simon was just trying to frighten himself to death. I said a nice little discussion about politics would make the journey go fast. But maybe not. Maybe it wouldn't be the wisest idea you've ever had. Good to have you with us anyway. How is that new iPad of yours? New sexy toys out of the COVID cave. And only 2 months after you ordered it. Mm. Apple. Supply chain issues as good as the vaccine. What? Where are we up to with the vaccine today? Who's getting it today? Because it seems to change every day.
And even my auntie.
Oh, she had it now?
She was having it today, apparently.
Oh, well done. Well done. Now, I always think she's older than your mum, but she's not, is she?
Don't think, no,
that's
she's not.
How come your mum got it first?
Yeah.
And what's the optimum? Let's see. Let's take Pete's temperature on this. We've had, you should have the second one 3 weeks later, because that's what the science said. And then 12 weeks later, because that's what Tony Blair said. And then 6 weeks later, because they've had a little look at the figures and, yeah, not good. So what do you reckon, Pete? Because I'm thinking, you know, once you've got it down to 6 weeks, you might as well do it in three and just do what they agreed. Hmm. Oh, Kim's loving her new iPad. So fast compared with her other tech. As long as you are enjoying it, that is fantastic. Oh, there you go. There is an offer you cannot refuse, Simon. Is this because Kim has recollections of the picture of you looking rather like George Clooney? Is it that? Oh, that would be amazing. Anyway, hang on. Southerners are nicking it from the north because the northerners have got their act together. Well, I'm thinking Belgium are involved in this because the two, there's the Pfizer plant in Belgium that have decided to redecorate. There's the AstraZeneca plant in Belgium that have got a bit of an issue with the supply chain. And then I read, because I was looking for today's stats and they weren't out, but it did say to me, which country has the highest rate of infections? And I thought it was us. Apparently not. Apparently it's Belgium. And I'm thinking, conspiracy theory much there. Have they hijacked production on these plants so they can get their hands on it? Who knows? You see, I agree with Pete. Pete and I are of one mind. 3 weeks. Because that's what the science said. The trial data is based on that. Anything else is speculative. Can you imagine if it turns out that if you have it like longer than the 3 weeks, it's either, well, I mean, being less effective is one thing, but if it brings in some calamity that they couldn't have predicted, then maybe we could do something with Tony Blair, like have him arrested and committed somewhere forever. So I never, ever, ever have to hear his voice again. Oh, that would be bliss. If someone could just arrange that, you know, it would be my birthday and Christmas present rolled into one. So just saying, that's top of my list. If somebody could do something and get Tony Blair off the planet, I'd be very happy. Very happy indeed. I just thought the way they said to Joe, so Joe was the first person that we knew who had it. He'd had a quadruple bypass and he works in a care home. So he was top of the list. I think he got his first week it was out. Because they said to him, you must come back for the second dose and you must come back on the 1st of January. Because that's 3 weeks. You've got to come back on that day. And he duly went back and he got the second one. He was fine. Meanwhile, his wife, Kath, went and had the first one about 10 days after him. And they cancelled her appointment for the second one. And she's no idea when she's going to get it. No idea at all, which is just not on. Good night, Pete. Right. Belgium's always been the worst. Oh, Simon is aware of this. It's possible they're being the most honest as each country chooses its own way to count. The Tories are fiddling the figures. It's interesting when they say what the figures are. And then you get, so I think at the time it was something like, was it about 80,000? And then some different figures came out, and these were totally unrelated to COVID. These were just looking back at deaths per capita over the last, you know, since records began. And their best estimate was 129,000, which sounds far more likely to me. So, yeah, I know there was issues at the beginning with how it was counted. And they also on the BBC constantly say, those deaths are where COVID has been diagnosed within the last 28 days. So there could well be people dying at home who aren't getting into hospital because there's no beds and they're dying of COVID, but they've never actually been diagnosed with COVID. So there's that as well. But now the World Health Organization is saying we're overcalculating infection rates. Do you know, it's a bit like that. I think it was, this was a book. Lies, Damn Lies and Statistics. And another one was How to Lie with Statistics. So they're bringing out all these figures. And I am sick of seeing. The one that gets me is the one that says the infection rate and the death rate is declining. And I thought, well, yeah, 3 weeks into a lockdown, I'd expect that. But can I just point out that, like, today, which is Sunday, the figures are always about 2.1 to 2.2 times the Sunday rate on Tuesday. And today it was 610. This, when you think of yesterday, it was 1,200 and something. Last week, one day was 1,610. It's not just the people who've died. It's their nearest and dearest. And when you think about how many people that has touched upon, it's horrific. And all the news can think of saying is, yes, yes, but it's less than yesterday. But the figures now are higher than potentially even the worst day of the first peak. And they're not saying that. They just, I think, I don't know, do you think they deliberately want us to feel better? Because I can't fathom it. It makes no sense to me. But that's just me. And I'm sick of, you know, speculation as to, you know, we're underestimating, we're overestimating. No, it's not that bad. Well, yes, it is that bad. You know, if you see somebody on a ventilator, unable to breathe, just focus on that. And don't tell me that, you know, the figures are slightly better than last week, because people are still dying. And until people stop dying based on COVID and you've got it under control, I just find that sick. It's as though they want to be the first with the good news. And then when it all turns the other way, they want to be the first with the bad news. They're utterly ridiculous. A lot of them. Simon's saying excess death. Death's over and above the norm established over the last few years. I'm with you on that. That's the figure I would go on. Because there's no way that they can test everybody. I mean, Mrs. Simon didn't qualify for a test and she actually had it, for crying out loud. So God forbid she had actually died. Well, she wouldn't have been included. That's just ridiculous. And then there's all these tests that are coming back negative, but actually they're not. So if they die, then they won't be included either. Oh, they just want to make news so that they can get ratings. That's the thing. So I've stopped watching. I watched, I've got some garbage on here now, a country file. They've got like funny animals and creepy crawlers. I can't be doing with it. Right, let's get rid of it. I had that on because the match was on. Still haven't installed my TV thing, you know. Not missing it either, to be honest. So Anthony said, if you or someone you love has or dies from COVID, it doesn't matter if 10 people, 100 people or 100,000 have it. Totally agree. Totally agree. But they're not talking about the impact of it. I mean, we've had the gazillion garbage stories about mental health and all that. But that's in relation to, like, I want to go out, I need to go shopping and I need to have my nails done. What about the mental health of the people who have actually been impacted by this? I mean, even back in September when the rates were relatively low, when Peter died. Now, Peter died after a fall. He fell in the garden and hit his head and he died 3 days later. Now, he was number one Catanian, honest to God. If there was an event, he was there. And given the fact that he was on two walking sticks and his wife has a back brace, doesn't stop her trying to change the light bulb stood on the bed, though. That was a bit of a bad fall. But, you know, they were amazing in all the events that they went to. So if he had died in normal times, the church would have been overflowing with people. They could only have six at the funeral. So it was impacting them, even though it was nothing to do with COVID. You could say he wouldn't have been meandering around the garden, but for COVID, he'd have been out at a Catanian event. But, you know, point is, it impacted his funeral, which impacts the fact that his wife was expecting one kind of thing when he passed and got something totally different. So that kind of mental health, I can understand. But these people who, I mean, there's like this, I don't know if it's just like one picture they keep using, but basically it's like a lady, she's probably in her 60s, with a mask on in the house. Nobody with her, because the essence of the story is she's lonely. But she stood in the house on her own in a mask. Looking out the window with a headline underneath of loneliness. I thought, well, you know, can't you think of it as you're in the house and you're safe? I mean, yeah, you might be missing your friends or whatever. But going out isn't wise. You're safe where you are. But apparently, no, that's not enough. I agree with Kim. I need to go and watch the pandas. This is what I need. I need to calm myself down with the pandas. Because the stories about the parties and stuff. I mean, we did say, didn't we, that we'll fine you if there's 15 people at a party. And that those were the words she said. But what people heard was, you can have a party with 14 people. But, you know, when you're travelling 200 miles for a party, there is something wrong with you. There is definitely something wrong with you. There were 32 breaches of the lockdown rule on Friday, and the force issued 58 fines of between £200 and £1,000. But there again, do you blame the government for that? Because this rule about the £800 fine for attending a party doesn't kick in till tomorrow. So we said that this weekend people would go crazy, and that's exactly what happens. They've gone crazy having parties. Now, there was a good thing that I found on there. So Kim definitely needs to see this, because I think the smiley little face here reminds me of Kiva. But this is some pictures from the snow. But the front one is just fabulous. Laycock. An excited snow dog. It doesn't say what the name of the dog is. Oh, that's not fair. But look at the face on that. Oh, that's cute. We did get a video of our nephew who was tobogganing down a hill. So he's having a whale of a time. But we haven't got that much snow. We did have a fraction little bit of snow yesterday, but nothing today. Everywhere else has got the snow today. Has it reached Simon yet? That's the important thing. Has it reached Simon? Oh, how cute. Kim on her morning walk spotted a house that had happy birthday signs for Jim all over the front yard. Doesn't that dog look happy? Oh, Simon did have snow. I told you we'd send it your way. Your turn would come, I said, and it did. Have you enjoyed yourself with it? That's the thing. Did you look as happy as that dog does? I'm just thinking that you would. That was what Noodles would be like if you had more snow. Noodles is so cute, and Noodles is a fabulous name for a dog. I do love that. A dog just looks so happy. It looks like the one on Facebook that was watching a race. I put that up a while ago, and this dog was jumping up and down. It was ever so cute. Let's see if I can find him. Anyway, I have something to tell you that has been rumbling on for far too long, to be honest. We have a solution. Oh, we do. If you remember, I was installing my new Mac and I had a list of software to install, which I will share, Kim, how I set it all up. So left on this list was the stuff that was like, yes, I would potentially use it, but not every day. And one of those items, if you recall, was Air Server. Now, Air Server is an application that allows you to AirPlay your iPad to your Mac. So it turns your Mac into an AirPlay receiver. When we started with it, the first one out was called Reflection. And then it changed its name to Reflector. I'm trying to remember what company that was from, because the company has a different name, whereas Air Server is called Air Server. But we bought Reflection, and like I say, then it changed its name to Reflector. And we used Reflector. And then another one came out, Air Squirrels. That's right, the company's called Air Squirrels, and their application was called Reflector. And I must admit, I preferred Reflector. And it was important that I could reflect it to the screen for webinars and live streams. It's no good saying, well, you can record the iPad screen. Yeah, but I'm doing it live, so I need a way to share it. Well, back in 2012, that was like groundbreaking. Because if you think about it, January 2012, the latest iPad would have been iPad 2. And the fact that you could get the screen of the iPad onto the screen of your Mac was nothing short of a miracle. Anyway, Reflector and Air Server, I bought the pair of them, and one was better than the other in certain circumstances, so I would use them depending on the circumstances. Then Air Server managed to make it that the screen was way sharper. So I pretty much settled on Air Server. And if you remember, my issue was couldn't find the serial number. That is unheard of. There's no way I would ever, ever lose a serial number. But I had, apparently. So we checked in 1Password, where we have a shared vault. And Mike had his for version 7, purchased in 2018. Mine said version 6, and there was a serial number. But there was no other information whatsoever, which was a bit weird. Now, the record, and this is how I work in 1Password, I use the dates at the bottom to track when it was created. And it was created in 2015, which was when version 6 of Air Server was released. So I thought, right, if I haven't put Air Server 7 in, it must have been a free update. But that's not like them, is it? I didn't want to try the serial because I knew it was already activated on the other machine. And if I deactivated it on the other machine and couldn't reactivate it over here, then I would have no way of recording the iPad screen. So if you remember, beginning of one show, I start delving and searching and I could not find it. I have 800,000 emails in my all mailbox. Not the inbox, don't panic. I'd never delete an email unless it's absolute, you know, spam. I delete spam. But other than that, never delete an email. I don't want to have to think about it. I don't care what the email is. Archive it. That's how I work. So I thought, right, I know I'm looking for Air Server. So I does a search for Air Server. Gets lots of things back, but not what I'm looking for. I thought, right, we'll narrow it down. AirServer.com. Yes, I had some emails from AirServer.com. Announcing the new version, version 6, 20th of September, 2015. I thought, fine, nothing else. Darn it. I thought maybe they'd sent the confirmation from the service, the payment processing service they use. But I thought, well, look, I will have bought it either a couple of days before it was announced or in the week after it was announced. And I say the couple of days before because sometimes they don't send out the announcement mail until they've told existing users. So I does a search for 1 week before and 1 week after that date. The only thing I could find was the email from Air Server announcing it was available. And I thought, this is bad. Anyway, I had to leave it alone because I go down a rabbit hole and that's me sorted. So, but I said to Mike, I am going to need the ability to share the iPad at some point. So that took me back to it. So again, I've had the email upside down. I then decide, instead of doing a search within a date range, if you have your mail on Gmail, now I use Mailplane, but Mailplane doesn't have a URL in the bar to show you. It's an app. So I had to open Gmail in a browser and then move back a couple of pages in my all email box, which gives me the URL at the top and then I can just put a page number in. So it's showing me mails from 2021 and I want mails from 2015. So it says page one, page two. So I put in like page 5004. And that was like 2013. So I thought, right, I'm a couple of months off. So I just alter the numbers until I get there. So I can see every mail that I received over the course of September. I check every single one. And the only thing that's in there for Air Server is this newsletter announcing it. And I thought, but it's working on the other machine. This is bad. So last time, if you remember, I told you that on their website, there's this send me my serial number thing. So I put my email in and got ignored. I tried it about 8 times, nothing. I thought, this is just getting worse by the minute. Where did it come from? I mean, I've got this serial number sat there and I'm thinking it must have come from somewhere, but I don't know if it will work with the latest version. So I ponders for a bit, gives up on that for a bit and ponders and then thinks, hang on a minute. Why don't I take this serial number and install the thing on another machine entirely? So not the new one, which would leave me sat there with this thing not working. I'll put it on another one and I'll see if the serial number works. It did. I thought, excellent. I'll deactivate it on that one I've just activated it on. Put it on here and activate it. So I did. So the good news is it's working. That's the short version. But I'm still thinking, where the heck did it come from? Where's the email? Then I had a brainwave. Now I've got the serial number and I know that it's working. I will search my email for the serial number and that should return me one email, shouldn't it? Two at the most. You know, like with an invoice and then this is your serial number. So I put the serial number into the search. It does indeed bring back one email from 2013. I thought, just a minute. Version 6 wasn't released until 2015, so that can't be right. But when I looked at it, no, it was bang on right. It really was. It brought back this one mail. I'll do it again so I can read you out the mail. What on earth's that and that and that? Come on, one of these it must have been. Oh, does it not copy? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't put that on my clipboard. So I'll actually have to go back into 1Password and find it. Now it's working. And I'll tell you what this email said. Right, let's copy that. Go into there. Search the mail. And there's my one mail. Right, it was the 23rd of April. Oh, St. George's Day, no less. And I thought, I looked at it and I thought, well, even if that's right, version 6 wasn't released till 2015, so technically it can't be right. But I looks at the email. The email is titled, Your Mac Heist Nano Bundle 3. And inside it, it says, Mac Heist Nano Bundle 3 Bundle Receipt. First app in it, Air Server. And the serial number matches. So I can only explain this in terms of, that was where I got my original license 8 years ago. They gave me a free update from version 5 to version 6 and then another free update to version 7. You will be pleased to know I've put my serial number in and I can now AirPlay my iPad. Lesson learnt. Put in 1Password where it came from, woman. So that's what I will do. And just for reference, let me know, did anybody buy this bundle? It included Air Server, Clarify, oh, the adorable Clarify, Clean My Mac 2, Fantastical, Fantastical, yes, that's now £40 a year, iStop Motion, Little Inferno, which I have no idea about.
I remember iStop Motion.
I think Mikey B did something with his kids, but it wasn't really my scene. Pathfinder, Totals, and Xscope. And I'm thinking, do you know, that was a good bundle. Because Air Server's useful, Clarify's useful, Fantastical was particularly useful. iStop Motion was good, but it wasn't really for me. Pathfinder, use that all the time. Totals, I think, was some kind of invoicing system, but I didn't really use it. But Xscope is pretty good as well. It measures your screen. So as bundles go, that was a pretty good bundle. I miss Mac Heist. I do. That was only a tiny bundle. I mean, they used to big up their bundles for days on end.
You had to unlock something, didn't you?
Yeah, they were extra things. They ran like... not exactly competition. Well, I guess it is a competition. They'd have something on their site and you'd have to crack a code. You know, you'd have to around the site and crack this code, get the first letter from the app listed on page whatever and that kind of thing. And that gave you another app. But they built up the hype for like 10 days. And then when they released the bundle would be something like somewhere like $39.99 or $49.99. But the software that was in it, it would have like Parallels or Fusion. Another one was, it's now Mimeo, Boinks TV. Boinks TV basically does what Wirecast does or Ecamm Live. And, you know, they are both subscription. And this was a one-off. And you could have used that for about 10 years before they wanted an update. It was fantastic. Now, Mac Heist was brilliant. Loved Mac Heist, but I had no recollection whatsoever that that was where my Air Server license had come from. Bad me. Bad me. But I do now, and yes, I've put it in 1Password. So now we don't have to worry that I don't know where it's from, because I do know where it's from. Oh, how bad am I? I'm sure Jonathan did some Mac Heist stuff.
I might be back in favour now.
With who?
With Lola.
Oh, why? Have you been giving her treats and stuff?
Gave her some chicken.
Oh, this is because she had to be washed before, wasn't it?
Washed and brushed. Yes.
So she was in a very foul mood. Oh, girly dogs. I mean, Maya got over it quite quickly, didn't he? But girly dogs, they can hold a
hormonal.
Brush. Yeah, hormonal. Mm. Well, she could well be hormonal. It's getting to that time. So just be understanding with her, Mike. Like any other woman, just agree with her totally and you'll be fine. Oh, Simon was out super late with Dusty. Walked 10 miles. Good grief. Didn't start till early morning. You were crocking by the time it was snowing. Everybody else went out, though. Our Mac heist, it was brilliant. It seems to have been purchased by some marketing company just checking out offers. Do you know, that's sad. Because it was such a good thing. I mean, maybe it had had its day. Because you've got stuff like Set Up now. I don't know whether people would... I think people would still buy a Mac heist bundle. I do. Depending on it being a good bundle. I don't know whether it worked for the individual software companies, though. I honestly don't know. I mean, some things that I wouldn't have used, like I probably wouldn't have used iStop Motion, and I probably wouldn't have tried Xscope. But Xscope, in terms of measuring your screen, is quite useful. So I would have bought an update to it, and I have bought an update to Pathfinder. I would have bought an update to Fantastical. I would have bought an update to Clarify. And, you know, I was bordering on just buying another license for Air Server. So going forward, it meant repeat purchases for them. But I don't know financially how well they did out of the bundle. Really don't know. Let's have a look at what's going on here. Barney's going to the dog cleaners on Tuesday. He'll be extra cute. We're going to need a photo, Anthony. A before and after of the beautiful Barney. Oh, that would be good. Ah, Simon liked the puzzles. I must admit, they weren't easy, some of them, were they? It wasn't just like, you know, you went there and it was a matter of just finding something. You really did have to work for some of the stuff. But then the things that they gave you were worth having. So I think as a community, it was a fabulous, fabulous thing. I've actually got a link to the order in that email. So let's have a look if that still works. No, it doesn't. It used to. Even though it was like 8 years ago. But no, it doesn't work now. Like you say, it looks a little bit like Stack Social, doesn't it? So they've obviously, the people who were behind it originally, have got out of it. So it just does say Mac Heist Store. Oh yeah, it does. It looks just like Stack Social. I wonder if it is. There's a video editing and marketing certification bundle there, $45. Let's have a look. Let's have a look at that. It does. It looks suspiciously. Well, if I take the title of what that bundle is and then go to Stack Social and it comes up with the same thing, then we'll know it's from the same family. Right, let's get into the search. Oh, now the copy and paste isn't working for crying out loud. There we go. Right, let's take that. Oh, that's because it's got a menu flying above it. Don't want a menu flying above it. Let's try again. Looks suspiciously similar to me. Yep, exactly the same certification bundle is on Stack Social. So it must be from the same family of companies. And these actually look, the courses that are in it, there's 10 courses in the bundle. So let's have a look at Video Production Bootcamp. Let's have a look at that one. Yeah, these courses are actually available individually on Udemy. So it's like a bundle, and what you'll get is a code to access the course on Udemy. And the fans on my Mac have gone mental just opening that page. Hmm, that's concerning, isn't it? I'll close them all down. That'll get rid of it, hopefully. If I close them all down, does it go back to normal? Or is it me mining my email from 2013 that caused the problem? 3 more days and Kiva's new hair clip has come out of the COVID cave. You can't wait. Is Kiva feeling the same way
at all?
That's
what I said.
Does Kiva know? Or are we going to have a little Kiva Diva moment? Oh, Diva Kiva. That's a good one. Because we definitely have Diva Lola moments. If we got some clippers out, we wouldn't see her heels for the dust. Not for the dust. Oh, great fun. Great fun. No clippers for Lola, but maybe clippers for Mike. Might attack Mike with some clippers. But not Lola. She's a lucky girl. Although, having said that, there is the issue of a couple of ear knots, isn't there?
Mm.
Now, they've been extracted once, but they're back again. So we might have to do the ear knot thing. And she wasn't keen on that last time. So we'll have to see how that goes. Oh, Kiva's going to hate them for sure. Does it take little treats and things like that to calm her down? Is she willing to comply for a treat? I don't think Madam would be, would she?
No.
No, if she sees something she doesn't like and there's a treat involved, she knows she's going to get it later, so she just leaves the building. We don't see her for dust until she's calmed down considerably. Poor Lola. She's obviously not used to it being groomed and washed. Imagine, you see, she wasn't taken anywhere that she would get that filthy, was she?
No, that's true.
And, you know, we take her places that she likes to go, but then she doesn't, like, link the fact that that was good fun. Oh, now I need a bath. No, doesn't link the two, unfortunately. You want a picture of Mikey in a man bun. Right, I'll see what I can do about that before the hair leaves the building.
You don't, Kimmy, you don't.
Oh, we do, Mike. It's too cute. Your hair is just too cute.
Whatever.
Your mother loves it. She said you look like a mad professor.
Thanks.
I think it was a compliment. Don't worry about it, Mike. Oh, she does get a lot of treats, and you lock us in the laundry room till you're done. So is the laundry room somewhere she would never dream of going on her own? Is that like the naughty room? She knows if she's in the laundry room, it's not going to end well. We don't really have a place like that, do we?
No.
It's too cold. Mm. We could do that outside, but it's too cold. So no, it happens where it happens. I remember with Maya, every time I got my rubber gloves on, it meant he was having medication. And I had to sit there for days on end, you know, in the living room, just sat there in these rubber gloves, so he didn't associate it with just him having his pilling time. Because I had to pop it down his throat. It was the only way that you could give it to him. And if it was antibiotics, I couldn't touch it. So if he saw me putting the rubber gloves on, that was it. It was gone. You would not see his heels for the dust for days. And then it was like, I've got him. I'm bringing him in. And oh no. It was like a cartoon where you see scratch marks on the floor. He did not enjoy that. But, you know, he only had himself to blame. And he was a little menace with it. If you just gave him a pill or you put it in a piece of cheese, he'd eat it and you'd check his mouth and it had gone. Do you remember that time you took him out for a walk?
Yeah.
And he kind of coughed and there was a pill stuck to his fur. He actually coughed it up about 10 minutes later. So we then had to take to doing it. When he'd come back... And then sit with him for about an hour to make sure it was beyond bringing it back. Oh, he was a menace. He was such a clever dog. Not for his own good, though. Not for his own good. Oh, dear, dear. Anyway, end of another week. Another crazy week. Nothing to do with Matt White's headquarters this week. Just the COVID things going from bad to worse and utterly ridiculous. Hopefully it will get better. But is this week going to be the week that we turn it around? Probably not. We still haven't closed the borders, thinking about it. I wish Boris could get off the fence that he's been sat on for the best part of the last year and actually do something. Maybe this week will be the week that something like that happens. I don't know. We will see when we join you again tomorrow. We've got some excitement tonight with a grocery delivery, haven't we?
Yeah.
Maybe some other mischief to do as well. At book club, on top of everything else. But I'm going to say for the moment, good night from me.
And a good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.